My name is Jackie Murray. I am a registered dietitian here at Holland Hospital. And today I'm going to be talking to you about healthy plates for a healthful season. Really, one thing I want to start off with is I feel like we live in a world where there's so much nutrition information at our fingertips that it can often be really overwhelming to know what information to believe. I don't know if anyone here has ever felt that way. Yeah. So I'm hoping that today's presentation leaves you feeling empowered to make healthy choices during the holidays while also choosing your favorite foods in moderation. So that being said, let's go ahead and get started. And this is just an overview of what we're going to talk about today. My fun tree, you like that? I didn't make it, I promise, but I thought it was cute too. All right, so just some nutrition by the numbers, just some fun facts. Holiday weight gain, it can be difficult to lose over time, and that can be the cause of annual weight gain and overweight obesity. So trying to go into the holidays eating healthy and managing our weight can be really important. Americans can eat over 22 million pounds of turkey each year. I know, and that can seem very shocking. The turkey companies obviously are doing wonderful. They're making a lot of money. And removing the skin of the turkey can reduce up to 20% of the calories. So, however, if you hardly eat the skin on the turkey and it's once a year that you do it, I say go for it. Everything in moderation, right? A typical holiday meal can actually be as high as 4,500 calories. I know that may seem really eye-opening. And just some examples for you of what 4,500 calories can look like, and they might seem kind of silly. 3 Culver's chocolate Heath bar concrete mixers, which are like their, has anyone here heard of those? They're like a shake, a milkshake. 48 Sonic boneless buffalo wings, 84 cups of chopped carrots. I know. So just to show you a diverse group of different foods, how calories can add up. It will, yes. A holiday, just as a reminder, is one day, not several weeks or months. And I know that sounds funny, but really, with all the holiday gatherings that we often have during the month of December, even November, it can really feel that the holidays are many weeks. So keeping that in mind and just trying to enjoy our favorite foods in moderation. And remember, the goal is actually weight maintenance during the holidays. So the holidays are not the time to start a diet. I always recommend if you want to start a diet, do so until after New Year's. The reason why is because if we anticipate a food restriction, it can actually lead to overeating. So we want to just go into the holidays being mindful of what we're putting into our body and just trying to manage our current weight. Monitoring our intake, that can help some people with weight goals. I'm not saying that's for everybody. I don't know if anyone here has ever heard of MyFitnessPal. Yeah? Okay. That can be a great tool to just track what foods you're eating and then also seeing how many calories and protein, your macronutrients that you're also reaching each day. So that can be a great choice too. And you don't have to do that long term. Some people like to just try it for a short few days just to see how they're eating to get a feel for what their intake looks like. So some holiday survival tips. Be aware of mindless eating. It can be so easy to fall into that trap, especially when there's little snacks out and you just think, oh, if I just have a few, you know, just a little handful here and there, you know, it can eventually really add up. So just being mindful. Set realistic goals. That goes back to weight maintenance versus the weight loss mindset. Avoid overindulging. So really choosing your favorite foods, but in moderation, and watching your portion sizes. Remember, a holiday is one day, not a holly month. Drink plenty of water. Sometimes using a water bottle with a straw can really help people reach their hydration goals. So that can be a great choice. I know it helps me. I don't know if anybody else likes using a straw with a cup or a water bottle with a straw, but that can be really helpful. Choosing smaller plates. It's so much easier to want to fill up a really big plate. So just know smaller plate can be really helpful. Savor each bite. Really try to enjoy the food you're eating. And sometimes that'll help you prevent overeating as well. Make healthy swaps. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Alcohol has calories, so watch your quantities. And then just overall be active. Even walking is a wonderful activity. I'm well aware that we live in Michigan, so you do kind of have to go the extra mile to think about how you're going to get active. And I know now you can often go to a high school track or gym memberships sometimes have an indoor walking area. You could walk around at a mall, or any activity that you enjoy doing is wonderful. Fuel for the festivities. Eating a balanced meal or snack before a party, that can actually really help us to not overeat when we get there. So I recommend eating balanced throughout the day and trying to choose as much variety as you can. Bare minimum, I would say don't go under 3 meals a day. And that's just going to help you to overall feel energized and well. Bringing a healthy dish to pass. Nowadays, if you go on Pinterest, there's all sorts of fun recipe ideas. You can make a vegetable tree or a wreath. So be the person to bring the fruit or vegetable platter. That's always an easy win. And that guarantees at least one healthy option. So, and setting healthy boundaries. Be confident saying no to seconds. And sometimes that requires really listening to our body. Sometimes that signal from our brain to our stomach saying, hey, I'm actually really full, it can take up to 20 minutes. So give yourself time. Okay, has anyone here seen the plate method before? Looks familiar. Really what this is showing you is just balanced nutrition on a plate. And it's showing you the 5 main food groups. Really why we focus on balance is because that's going to help you feel satisfied, help to manage your weight, and then also help control your blood sugars. And one of the first areas we focus on is fruits and vegetables. We want to make at least half of your plate fruits and vegetables, and trying to choose a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables to try to get different vitamins and minerals. I typically would recommend fresh or frozen. You can do canned, but if you buy canned, I always recommend buy the one that says it's in its own juice for fruit, and that way you can always rinse it off as well in a colander just to kind of get any extra sugar or sodium off of it. And if it's vegetables, look for no added salt or low sodium. And so trying to get at least half of your plate, typically it's recommended that you get 2 servings of fruit a day at least, or 2.5 servings of vegetables per day. And if you exceed that, that's wonderful. It's just not always easy. So sometimes you can start by even adding 1 serving of fruit or vegetable to what you're already doing. And that right there is really great. Choose whole grain options. Whole grains should make up a quarter of your plate. And whole grains could range from whole wheat pasta, whole grain bread, whole wheat tortillas, popcorn, oatmeal. Those are just a few examples. The reason why we recommend whole grains over refined starches is that they're going to have more dietary fiber. Fiber helps us to feel full and keep us regular. So if you're buying a product like, let's pretend you're buying a loaf of bread. Look for the first ingredient, and it should say whole wheat or whole grain. And then look at the amount of fiber. It should have at least 3 grams or more of fiber per serving. Those right there are good indicators that you're getting a good product. And you don't have to make all of your grains whole grains, but try to make at least half of them whole grains. That would be a great option. Focus on low-fat dairy. So that right there is showing you a side of dairy in this picture. But really, choosing like 1% or skim milk and then a low-fat yogurt such as low-fat Greek yogurt, those would be great options that are going to give you calcium, vitamin D, and protein. That's great for your bones. And typically, it's recommended to have about 2 to 3 servings of dairy per day. Finally, protein is our last food group in the picture. That also makes up a quarter of your plate. I always recommend choosing lean protein options when you can. And typically, lean protein could be lean turkey, chicken breast, lean beef, nuts, eggs, beans. Those are some great options. And it varies based on your size and activity level. But typically, you would want about 5 to 8 ounces of protein per day. So just kind of keeping that in mind. And typically, if you were going to make it a part of your plate, you would have about 2.5 to 3 ounces on your plate, which looks roughly about the size of a deck of cards or the palm of your hand. So that would be about the size at a meal. And it's recommended, too, to spread it out throughout the day. Try to get protein at each meal. And overall, just looking to get balance. That's going to help you to feel energized and well to take on your day. Oh, one thing I want to add, fruits and vegetables. So if you're, let's say you're having a salad, try to remember to put sauces on the side. It can be a little bit harder to control how much you're going to eat when you pour it all over the salad. Or if you're at a restaurant and they give you the dressing already on your salad, you sort of lose control over how much you'd actually want to eat. So I always recommend just asking for it on the side if you're out to eat, or just if you're at home putting it on the side. And then you can just dip, you know, and take as much as you want. Portion sizes to go. It's not always easy. For instance, if you're at a holiday gathering, not always as simple to picture portion sizes with actual measuring cups. So this is showing you just an example of what it would look like with your hand. So 1 teaspoon is typically about the tip of your pointer finger, and that would be the serving size for oils and butter. 1 tablespoon would be the tip of your thumb. 1 ounce of cheese is mainly just the top of your 2 fingers. And you can think about string cheese. That's typically going to be about that size. 3 ounces, like I said, picture your protein, your meat. That tends to be about the size of the palm of your hand. And then 1/2 cup is kind of the top of your knuckle. 1 whole cup, which would be 1 cup, let's say, of vegetables, would be about your full hand. Just like that. Perfect. Yep. So kind of handy if you're on the go or if you're just trying to eyeball something, that can be really helpful. The power of the plate. Like I said, plate size really does matter. It can be really difficult to not want to overfill your plate when you're given a really large plate size. If you go out to a buffet, it's typically going to be a lot larger of a plate than maybe the one you have at home. And I think that's a part of their goal, is they want you to fill it up, right? Yeah. And typically what's recommended is a 9-inch plate diameter. That's going to be the appropriate size to help you feel full and satisfied, but to hopefully not overdo it where you're not feeling well because you overate. So that's the importance of the plate size. Sometimes when you first switch to a 9-inch diameter plate, it might feel really small if you were doing a bigger plate size, but I think over time you'll adjust. And if it's loaded with food, you'll feel like, wow, I have quite a bit of food on my plate. Plan and prepare. So assess the food selection before building your plate. This will help prevent overeating, especially if you're at a holiday party. And that'll give you a game plan for your top options. So kind of walk around, see what foods you really like, And that goes into the second pointer of being picky. Really choose the foods that you absolutely love, because there's almost a guarantee that there will be a lot of foods that are just filler. You may think, oh, that's okay, but I don't really love it. So maybe skip those foods to help prevent overeating and choose the ones you really like. That's going to help you to create your best plate. So follow the plate method like I talked about. And it's not always easy to get all five of your food groups from the plate method at a meal. So you can always try to aim for three of the five food groups, and that'll help you to get dietary variety. So don't feel like you always have to be at those five food groups, but even three would be helpful for variety. And remember to put sauces on the side as well. These are just some fun pictures to show you healthy swaps. So this is a traditional slice of apple pie, and it's about 347 calories. And if we look over here at the cinnamon baked apples, they're about 83 calories. So you're saving a total of 264 calories. One thing I have gotten the question before, so I always throw it out there, is that if you were to skip the crust but eat the filling, you'd save about 110 calories roughly. So, however, like I've been saying, everything in moderation, right, friends? So if you have a favorite dessert, and let's say it's apple pie, and you really want it, have your piece of apple pie. Because remember, if we tell ourselves we can't have our favorite food, that could cause us to overeat because we get that deprivation mindset. So we want to honor our cravings. And in this case, you might think, oh, but I just love my apple pie. That's great. Honor that, but take one slice. Or let's say there's a few different types of pie. Pie's just your favorite thing. And you think, but I like that one a lot and that one. Take a really small sliver from each one so that it almost turns out to be one slice. That's fine too. So these swaps are just showing you healthy alternatives, not necessarily what you have to do. Buffalo chicken wings. This is an interesting one. I don't know if anybody here has ever tried buffalo baked cauliflower, but cauliflower is becoming a really big, yeah, now you can get cauliflower pizza crust. You can make all sorts of things with cauliflower. And this is a great one. So you go from 512 calories in what looks to be about six buffalo chicken wings. And then you go over to the buffalo baked cauliflower in what looks to be doubled of that amount. And it's about 120 calories. So you're saving 392 calories. This one's great. I've actually tried it and I love it. So the tall pumpkin spice latte with almond milk, one pump of the syrup and no whipped cream is 105 calories. And I personally found it to be just right, not too sweet, where you feel sort of sick afterwards, and not overly filling, but it's wonderful. So that can be a great alternative if you like those sugary coffee drinks. And then the traditional pumpkin spice latte, a tall, would be 300 calories. So right there, you're saving 195 calories. Beef chili versus turkey and black bean chili. This, and you know, a lot of it doesn't have to do with calories on why we swap. Sometimes it's just on how it makes us feel. And in this case, the turkey and black bean chili, you're getting more fiber and a lot of protein from the beans and the lean turkey. So that's a really great option. You get some good fiber in those beans as well. So it doesn't so much have to do with the calories, but how it's going to make you feel afterwards. In this case, I know for myself, I'd probably feel a little more energized making this swap. But traditional beef chili is great too. That definitely fits. Mashed potatoes versus mashed cauliflower. Here we go again with our cauliflower friend. So honestly, this is wonderful. You can buy frozen cauliflower and mash it once you heat it up. I know that's very convenient to buy your vegetables frozen. and then just, you can microwave them, heat them up on the stove, or even bake them if they're whole vegetables. That's a great option. These are some smart swaps. So it says try two egg whites instead of one whole egg. Eggs have gotten a bad rep, and I really don't think they're bad for you. I love eggs. They're a great source of high-quality protein. I think they're a wonderful part of our diet. However, if you're somebody who bakes a lot of foods, typically baking requires eggs. Or if you feel that you eat a lot of eggs during the week, then maybe it would be a great opportunity to make this swap. But you don't have to necessarily cut out the egg, the yolk. That's more so if you're just trying to watch your cholesterol, if you think you overdo eggs in general. But really, they have a very healthy place in our lifestyle. Fat-free evaporated milk, you could swap. Oh, and try that instead of sweetened condensed milk. Plain fat-free Greek yogurt instead of sour cream. That's a wonderful idea for dips. That can be delicious with vegetables and a great base for a dip. Sparkling water such as LaCroix instead of sugar-sweetened beverages. LaCroix is a really big one, and it's not for everybody, but it is an option. 1 cup of applesauce or banana instead of the 1 cup of vegetable oil. I actually really enjoy that swap. I've tried it a few times, and it tastes really good. So that's a wonderful one. Coconut milk instead of heavy cream. All just ideas for alternatives. Sure, yeah, at the end. We'll save it for that. Perfect. Spice up the season. Choose herbs and spices instead of salts. Typically for the salt recommendation, it's about 2,300 milligrams per day. And we tend to get a lot of our added salt through processed foods and also the salt shaker. So choosing herbs and spices instead of salt can be a great idea. Trying fresh or dried to enhance the flavor. And one thing to note, that spices that are sealed in a glass jar tend to retain more flavor and last over time. So they might be a little more expensive initially, but they might last you longer and taste a little better. Taste before seasoning. I've been there where I think, wow, I'm so sad. This is really good. Why did I not, you know, wait to just taste it? And now I've added too much. So sometimes just waiting to taste before we season can be really helpful. Fresh is best, but if using canned, rinse before serving. I mentioned this a little bit already. When we rinse our vegetables or fruit, it tends to get rid of up to 50% of the excess sodium or sugar. So rinsing in a colander can be a really helpful tip. Frozen is good too. It's not listed there, but like I said, frozen's wonderful. And now they're easy where you can just put them in the microwave and they come to life and it's great. Smart beverages, trying to choose healthy, low-calorie beverages such as LaCroix, club soda, or an unsweetened tea. Those are all great options. You can even flavor up your water. I've seen a lot of fun recipe combinations on Pinterest even where you just put in, let's say, lemons and oranges or strawberries and basil, trying to make that some added flavor. And the longer you let it sit, the more flavorful it gets. Keep moderation in mind with sweetened drinks. So specialty cocktails or specialty coffees, those can definitely add up with calories and sugar. So we want to just be mindful of how much of those we're having. Try to drink such as soda, alcohol, and yeah, those are going to have the extra calories. They definitely fit in your diet, but it's just a matter of watching your portions and how much of them you have. Carry a water bottle during the day. That's going to help you to stay hydrated. And like I said, I know for myself, using a water bottle with a straw tends to be really helpful for me because I notice I drink a lot more. It might be different for you, but that's always a great choice. Here's a fun recipe. It's a white wine spritzer. It calls for a half cup of white wine, a fourth cup of pomegranate juice, a fourth cup of club soda, and it's really pretty, as you can see. You can garnish it with cranberries, apples, and mint, and it's only 50 calories, 12 grams of carbohydrate, and it doesn't have any fat. These are ginger holiday energy bites, and I actually have some here today. So, I don't know if you guys can all see me okay, but what I did was I brought the ingredients from home, and it calls for oats. I just brought my oats from home, and I have the recipes back there for you. It calls for 1 cup of rolled oats, and it calls for 3/4 cup of nut butter. I used peanut butter. That worked well for me, and I thought it tasted nice, but you can use any nut butter that you have. 1/2 cup of ground flaxseed. I have that here too. That just happened to be in my cupboard, so it worked out well. 1/4 cup of chia seeds. So I actually didn't use that for this recipe. You can opt out with that one, but it is a great thing to include if you have it. 1/2 cup of finely shredded unsweetened coconut, right here. Just kind of had it in my pantry. And then you want to use 1/4 cup of maple syrup or honey. I had some honey at home, so that's what I use. And I thought that turned out nice, so pretty simple there. And then the rest of it was just the spices, just our spices. 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves or nutmeg. And I use nutmeg because I happen to have that at home. It smells wonderful, like happiness, so great combination. And then just 1/4 teaspoon of salt. What you get when you mix it together is kind of just a lump of what looks like cookie dough or something. And from there, and it does take a little bit to mix it, you get in a good arm exercise because between the peanut butter and the honey, it requires a little effort. But once you get it all mixed together, you roll it into 1-inch diameter energy bites, and they turn into fun little treats. So I have some for you today that you can try, and I can just pass them around when we're done. But that's a really healthy treat, and the serving calls, I think it's on the next slide. It's about 1 energy bite would be a serving, but it's a great snack and they're really delicious. This is just 1 recipe, but there's many out there for energy bites. This one is ginger. So yeah, that's the ingredients. And then it's pretty simple. You really just put it all in a bowl. I'll do questions at the end, okay? Sorry. That's okay. Yeah, put it all in a bowl, and then I do recommend putting it in the refrigerator for at least 10 to 30 minutes before serving, because I think they just need that time to kind of firm up, and they taste better once they've been refrigerated. It's about 100 calories per energy bite, 7 grams of fat, but 2 grams saturated fat, 56 milligrams of sodium, 8 grams of carbohydrate, 2 grams of fiber, which is really great, and then 3 grams of sugar and 3 grams of protein. Holiday roasted vegetables. All of the recipes I provide are going to be in the back too. We have cards for all of you. So this calls for sweet potato, Brussels sprouts, purple potatoes, but you can use any variety. Green beans, an apple to give it some sweetness, 1 shallot, dried cranberries, and candied pecans. And then you really just mix them together with some of the olive oil, and then you bake it in the oven. So it's pretty simple, and it ends up as 6 servings. Per serving, you're getting about 164 calories, 8 grams of fat with 1 gram saturated fat, 22 grams of carbohydrate, 8 grams of sugar, and then 5 grams of fiber, which is really great. We get quite a bit of fiber from our fruits and vegetables. And then 3 grams of protein. These are just some simple exercises if you're ever trying to find ways to get active. One is to simply take the stairs. So skip the elevator. I know it might sound like such a basic thing, but it really can help us to get in our steps for the day and just stay active. Another one that I know it sounds funny is deskercise. I made it up. Using hand weights or trying chair exercises. My mom actually keeps a mini elliptical underneath her desk, and she can use it to get in her activity or her steps. So I don't know if anybody has seen that, but they are pretty handy. And then even just going for a meeting, but going for a walk while you do it can be a helpful way to get in your steps. Sign up for a local 5K. Raking the leaves. I know we just exited this season, but typically when you rake the leaves, you're going to burn between 350 to 450 calories per hour. So that's some incentive to want to get out there and help maintain the lawn. Another one is when we shovel the snow, we can burn between 400 to 600 calories per hour. So now we're in that season. So keep that in mind. Good activity. Exercise classes, workout videos. Now if you go on YouTube, you can find a lot of free exercises. That's a great idea. Walk your dog. Walk your cat. That's great too. All right, as an overall summary, remember that eating one slice of your favorite pie or your favorite desserts here and there in moderation is not going to make or break your holiday. So I want you to be present and really enjoy your favorite foods and not feel guilty or shamed for eating them. The key is to enjoy the present season, but to eat your favorite foods in moderation because every food fits. And that goes into eating mindfully, trying to listen to your body. You know, am I actually hungry right now? Or am I eating because I'm bored or stressed? Or, you know, yeah, I am really hungry. I think I'm going to honor that and eat right now. That's okay too. Choose fresh fruits and vegetables as a great snack and as a part of your meal. Plan your plate in advance. Use healthy swaps that I provided. Stay active. And then just be present and really enjoy the moment. Don't get caught up in the stress of the holidays, but try to just be present and really take it in.